Just going on to the Japanese, and what brought you to Japan?
So when I was in college, I took some Japanese classes, and then I thought, wow, this is really interesting. It's easy for me. Maybe I had the ear for it because of my time in Okinawa, watching Japanese TV. And I've saw this opportunity to go on an exchange program in Tokyo, and that was it. I said, all right, let's do it. And because I knew that if I went, I would get all the credits, they would transfer,
Sure,
and this
and
would help me graduate
get your
also.
degree, yeah.
So I went to Tokyo, Aoyama Gakuin Daigaku,
Really?
and that was it. It just.
So you ended up taking most of your credits in Japan and just graduating from what, if I may ask, what university were you attending in America?
Portland State University.
Okay, you were at Portland State.
That was a 1 year program at Aoyama Gakuin.
Okay, so you got 1 year's worth of credits, brought them back to America, graduated, couldn't get enough, and came back to Japan? Is that the case?
Right, then, after a year of Japanese under my belt, I thought, oh, okay, I can speak, but I want to, get to a higher level. So I wanted to go to graduate school.
Wow. You took all of those classes at Aoyama?
Right.
You took all of those classes at Aoyama in Japanese?
No, because I couldn't speak Japanese well enough. So
Oh,
they
okay.
had several classes that were in English.
But when you went to
Yeah.
graduate school,
Yeah.
that had to have been all in
That was
Japanese.
all Japanese, yeah.
How'd you did was it a bit of a big hurdle for you, bigger hurdle maybe, or maybe easier than you imagined, doing all of your
Well,
graduate work in Japanese?
they gave me 2 years to get my Japanese level up, right? I took a lot of Japanese language
You
courses,
went whole hog into just studying Japanese for a bit.
right. And then I took the entrance exam to get into the graduate program, and I became a graduate student, and that was another 2 years.
Wow. So, just again for the record, how old are you now, Danny?
No.
Come on, come on. Spit it out. Spit it out. Don't be like that.
44.
44, and this the graduate degree was, I guess, what, maybe about 15 years ago? 10 years ago?
Tw 13 years ago,
13 years ago. Wow, great. And they got your degree and still decided to stay in Japan? Never went back to America to live for any extended period?
Right. I just stayed. I worked in Tokyo for a few years, and then I thought, well, I'd rather work at a university. So,
Okay. Well, you're working at one now. Is this your first university gig?
That's right, yeah.
Really?
So when I was in Tokyo, I was working at NTT,
Oh, okay.
'cause they needed bilingual people. But I did not enjoy that job very much,
Yoki. All
so.
righty. So you said, I want to teach. You went for your first university interview and landed this job.
That's right.